Greg Abbott is out pushing school choice in targeted legislative districts. We'll explain what that means. It's Wednesday, March 1st, 2023.
Texas Scorecard presents the day's first news for the Lone Star State, the Texas Minute, with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.
With all the talk about property taxes, a Texas think tank reports any relief is going to be short-lived, with renters and businesses missing out completely. We'll get to that in a moment, but first up. Well, he's done it again. House Speaker Dade Phelan announced yesterday three more of his own legislative priorities, bringing his total to seven. And none of them line up with the priorities of the Texas GOP, Governor Greg Abbott, or Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick. Phelan's latest set includes reviving a controversial corporate welfare program that has the distinction of being opposed by large numbers of voters in both parties. He also wants to create a new funding scheme for community colleges and to establish special courts to hear business cases. Last week, Phelan announced efforts to increase data protection, expand Medicaid coverage for mothers, protect minors from social media companies, and eliminate the state's sales tax on tampons. Far from being bold, Texas GOP Chairman Matt Rinaldi describes Speaker Phelan's proposals as minor changes from the status quo. Oh, and in case you're wondering, the Texas House and Senate each voted to give themselves another long weekend this weekend. That's after two consecutive weeks of five-day weekends in a row, for those who are keeping track. After being sued by several abortion advocacy groups for defamation, Mark Lee Dixon and Right to Life of East Texas have been cleared of wrongdoing by the Supreme Court of Texas. Dixon was sued for calling the abortion providers criminal organizations that, quote, murder innocent unborn children, end quote. In its unanimous decision, the Supreme Court decision found that Dixon's statements were a protected opinion about abortion law. A concurring opinion went further, noting that Texas laws held that abortion was criminal. That was the state of the law even in the Roe years when the laws couldn't actually be enforced. As it turns out, the truth is a pretty good defense. A new study from the Huffines Liberty Foundation finds renters won't be benefiting from proposed changes to Texas's property tax system, and for everyone else, it'll be short-lived. Authored by Bill Peacock, the study shows renters, whether those are folks living in apartments or single-family homes, they pay a higher share of the property tax burden because those properties don't qualify for homestead exemptions. The state's homestead exemption reduces the property tax burden by limiting how much of the appraised value can be included in the levy. Proposals currently before the Texas legislature find lawmakers dealing with the state's skyrocketing property tax burden by increasing that homestead exemption. As Peacock notes in his study, this means property taxes for homeowners might grow at a slightly slower rate, but renters and businesses will receive no benefit at all. Instead, the study says property tax relief could be had by limiting state spending growth, freezing school property taxes, using state budget surpluses to eliminate those school taxes, and require voter approval anytime local governments want to exceed the state's no new revenues property tax rate. The full study and its recommendations for actually reducing property tax burdens can be found on the Huffines Liberty Foundation website. The Texas Minute will be right back.
You wouldn't take your kids to a strip club, so why would you allow them to change their gender or chop their breasts off? Listen now to Season 4 of Exposed, The War on Texas Kids, available wherever you listen to podcasts.
A 37-year-old teacher has been arrested on allegations of sexually assaulting a child and for having an improper relationship between an educator and a student. Christopher David Session is a middle school teacher in the Crowley Independent School District. The victim attends a different middle school in the same district. Fort Worth police made the arrest and have since released Session on bond. The school district says the teacher has been placed on administrative leave and doesn't believe any other students were victimized. After naming school choice as one of his top legislative priorities, Governor Greg Abbott is touring the state to promote the concept. The governor's holding rallies in key areas to garner support from potential Republican holdouts in the legislature. He's already been in Corpus Christi Temple and Corsicana, with more events slated to be held in the coming weeks. The governors embraced education savings accounts. These are individual state-funded accounts that families can use to pay for education expenses, including things like private school tuition and homeschooling costs. While school choice has had the support of more than 80% of Republican voters, lawmakers in the Texas House have repeatedly rejected various proposals for years. In the past, proposals were met with fierce opposition from teacher unions and school administrators who feared school choice would result in parents leaving their schools and taking the money with them. Other opponents worry about creeping regulations that could come with state dollars, reducing the effectiveness and independence of private and home schools. You can check out this story and the others mentioned today, as well as find the latest news and commentary at TexasScorecard.com. These articles were originally reported by Daryl Frost, Brandon Waltons, and Soli Rice. The Texas Minute is produced by Luke Marshall in the 1836 Studios. I look forward to seeing you at Around Texas. Have a great day.
Thanks for listening to the first news of the day for the Lone Star State. This has been the Texas Minute with your host, Michael Quinn Sullivan.